This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's talk now about the big financial moments in our lives. You may know the work of Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and a certified financial planner. Her new book, The Great Money Reset, offers a way to think about the big money stuff. Are we really buying a house now? Are we really quitting the rat race and making less money in return for more time for ourselves? Or are we paying for a health disaster? We got Jill on the line. Great to have you.
It is awesome to be with you.
We're taught grown-up way to deal with this is to save and save and save. Then you have a nest egg and you can then do your new thing. But you think about planning for these milestones in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, I think that milestones are wonderful, but then life happens. And I'll give you the best example that literally just happened to me. I had a guy who contacted me through my podcast, saving for a while, now in his mid-40s. He and his wife have been excellent savers. They have two young children. And his four-year-old child diagnosed with lymphoma. And it's blowing up their entire lives. And while that is the most extreme case, the less extreme case is that you might change, or maybe something comes from left field that encourages you to maybe say, is this actually the way I want to continue living? And is there something different for me?
So how do we think about setting ourselves up to be ready when we want to change or life forces us to change?
Step one, calculate the resources at your disposal. Step two, calculate your debt. Step three, consider your housing situation. The fourth step, and I spend an entire extra chapter on this, is considering your spending habits. But this is really exposing yourself. And you know what's funny about it? It's not so much that it stinks to have to list out all the things you spend money on. But what happens is you almost get embarrassed. Don't make a judgment about it. Just list it out.
Jill, I will try on that particular point. We're pretty economical in the household, except I didn't want to look at the list of the restaurant meals, right? Really? We had to go out that often?
You know what? The reason why you should put aside the value judgment is like you are where you are. You will have choices later about whether you wish to continue those spending patterns or not. I think the other part that I think is incredibly important is what kind of promises or obligations did you make to others?
It's hard, though. You know, this week and next month seems super clear to human beings, and the future seems almost always out of focus and hazy.
I worry that sometimes we get trapped by that hope and that dream of what the future is. It may be working out well for a few years or 5 years or 10 years, but it may be that actually you cannot do what you are doing anymore. I would hope that part of the idea of having a great money reset is that you do have the ability to change.
Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News, and unlike so many people who report on money, she is also a certified financial planner. The book is called The Great Money Reset, Change Your Work, Change Your Wealth, Change Your Life. Jill, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And the podcast mentioned is Jill on Money.